Can you tell me much about whether there was a home guard or whether there were people employed as fire watchers?
Yeah, I remember more of the fire watchers and the home guard. I think most of it was either the office staff who were in the home guard, because obviously the workers in the workshops, once they went home, they'd had enough. It was long hours and little pay.
Was there a big influx of workers into the company to cater for the extra work, etc.? In fact, were women employed?
Yes, they were. The main ones, until later on in the 40s, the two main ones were crane drivers. I know one was Mary, but the other one has slipped my mind. And then, of course, on the repetition machine work up in the top shop, there was a couple of women up there. But it was a long, arduous job. They were at it all day long in surroundings which I don't think anybody would start working nowadays, or be employed, shall we say.
Were any of the workforce caught up into the services?
The young men, they used to, before the war started, they used to be in the what were they called? The it was a part time effort that they used to do, and they were all called up. But within 6 months, because it was a protected job, they were called back into the factory. But I was too young and never had to join up at all. The only thing I did do was after the war, I went in the Merchant Navy, which was another episode in my life.